I'm Jacob Resnick with this news and weather update. A winter storm warning from the National Weather Service remains in effect through 9 p.m. this evening. Around 5 inches of snowfall is forecast for Juneau to fall this afternoon. Meteorologist Brian Besnick said the snowfall could bring predictable road hazards.
With this amount of snow out on falling out onto the roads or whatever, the roads are going to become a little slick and travel will become hazardous. Road crews will be out there trying to handle it, but we'll just need to have a little extra patience driving.
We'll have more weather after the news. State regulators have agreed to let Juneau's electric utility make a year-old interim rate increase permanent. AELNP spokeswoman Debbie Driscoll says Juneau's ratepayers won't see any increase in their monthly bills as the hike has been in effect for nearly a year.
This basically means that customer rates will remain the same as they've been since November 23rd, 2016, when those interim rates first went into effect.
State attorneys had argued that a permanent increase was warranted, but it should be less. The Regulatory Affairs and Public Advocacy section of the Department of Law testified that rates should only be about a third of what the power company wanted. After months of negotiations, state lawyers and AELNP had a deal. Assistant Attorney General Jason Hartz said his office didn't get everything it asked for, but he says the settlement is fair.
The settlement reached was a reasonable and good faith negotiated result for ratepayers, the public at large, and AELNP.
The agreement was signed off by state regulators on Wednesday. The last time AELNP raised rates was in May 2010. A report by Southeast Conference calls for the state marine highway system to increase its ferry ticket prices. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reported yesterday that the recommendation is part of a 25-year plan that Governor Bill Walker asked the conference's stakeholders to put together for the struggling state ferry system. The major part of the plan is to turn the system into a public corporation. The report stated that cutting fares would not result in more riders. In addition, it states there are no reasonable scenarios for the system to recover all expenses through revenue. In Washington, D.C., a showdown is looming over whether to open the country's largest wildlife refuge to oil drilling. A budget measure approved by the Republican-controlled Congress allows lawmakers to pursue legislation that would allow drilling on the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska's Wildlife Refuge, also known as ANWR, takes up an area nearly the size of South Carolina in the state's northeast corner. And as reported, the winter storm warning remains in effect till 9 p.m. Around 5 inches of snow in the forecast for this afternoon. Tonight, another 2 inches with lows in the mid-20s. Look for scattered snow showers tomorrow with highs around 30, overnight lows around 20, and in the teens in the Mendenhall Valley. Clouds clearing on Sunday with temperatures in the mid-20s. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.